I mean, today we are the 13th, and he's going to be going there soon to the U.S. So he's stalling before his speech to the Congress, correct?
He's trying to come to the Congress that I am the powerful, I am, in spite that no one from the presidents are asking me to come, nor the one, but I am going, and every time I go and I see all the representatives of the deputies of the people. I think this time, for the first time also we see deputies from the party of the president who is completely with the war of Israel against Palestinians, and who is dealing now with sending more bombs of 500 pounds instead of 2,000 pounds, who is his sole. I think this time inside the society in the United States we'll see a lot of repercussions, negating their right to be completely ugly against the Palestinians, against the Arabs.
Well, with that, Doctor, we are going to move over to the resistance in the Gaza Strip, which cannot be defeated. And the occupation army is still stuck in the second phase of the war without achieving the absolute victory that Netanyahu and army leaders promised, according to a former general. Doctor, are we in the process of what we could see or call a long war, where there will be a shift towards a lower intensity combat, perhaps?
This is what it seems by the contradiction between the willingness of Netanyahu and the rightist politicians to continue the war of attrition against the Palestinian people until they will be fed up of the situation in Gaza and try to flee the area to Egypt or to any other places. The second is that the army is not capable to implement what he promised. Even in Rafah, he said two weeks we will clean in Rafah.
Yes.
He entered and he killed and he destroyed, but it's at the same time, yesterday there was bombs coming on.
More attacks.
This repetition of the, means that the continuity of hostile attacks by the superpower, the air attacks against the Palestinians, etc., and mainly against the civilians. That's why, if you remember, 2 days ago, four schools of UNRWA who are harboring a lot of civilians were bombed, and more than 60 killed and 200 were wounded. This process is very harmful for us in the matter of big numbers of casualties, but at the same time, this is the only process left for the Israelis to implement their vendetta of their failure.
Well, let's go ahead and continue now with Hamas, which is still strong in the Gaza Strip. And we cannot rely on what the occupation leaders say about Hamas and the resistance factions being one step away from defeat. What Galan says specifically does not match what is happening on the ground. The acknowledgement of the resistance capability in Gaza came along with a question in the Hebrew media about how Palestinians are still able to launch rockets at the settlements in the Gaza envelope more than 9 months into the war. Well, Doctor, here I have to ask you this question. Is Israel able to wage a long war like to what the U.S. did in Afghanistan and, of course, in Iraq, bearing in mind the difficulties that the Americans faced in both of these countries?
That depends from now until the end of the year with the election of the Americans, because the weapons, the ammunition, the economy is coming all from America. Even American soldiers were participating, whether in creating the port in Gaza, whether in even defending some very important spots, even in dealing with the protecting area, protective area against the bombs of the Palestinians. And I think that Israel cannot do anything when they have to decide things with the cooperation of the American decision. And American decision, until now, they can't find يعني a problematic situation for them for the election. Is it positive to Biden to say stop now, I made the peace and on the account of the Palestinians? He can't oblige the Palestinians to accept him. He tried to use the influence of the Arab regimes like in Qatar, in Egypt, and to exercise a lot of pressures on the Palestinians. No way. So the Israelis by themselves, they yes. cannot finish with the Palestinian resistance.
Well, can the Americans in this case, are they able to support Israel in a long war in that case?
From now until the end of the year, this is not a big problem for the Israelis and yes. the Americans. But after that, a new regime, even if the same president was elected, a new attitude towards the peace in the Middle East will be, especially if we take into consideration what's going on in Europe, Ukraine, and the defensive situation of against Russia is not is a complete failure for
yes.
the West, and in Far East also the beginning of movement. So I think if we can resist and continue, but less yeah. casualties, less destruction is better for us, but not to lean directly by any attractive. Some money assistance or some food assistance.
Exactly.
Or we need if the Americans want something, they can ask the Israelis now to stop bombarding the hospitals and the schools of UNRWA,
yes.
because these will allow some part of the Palestinian civilians to try to amend the situation.
Exactly. Well, Doctor, on that great point, we are going to move over now to the Lebanese front, where the Zionists admit that Hezbollah has succeeded in imposing a deterrence equation on the occupation army through ongoing confrontations for more than 9 months. So, Doctor, does it seem by some standards that Israel is losing the current battles with Hezbollah despite it having assassinated senior members and commanders of the Lebanese resistance movement?
Well, they try to say that we are still capable of inflicting damages on the Lebanese Islamic forces of Hezbollah. But expressing the, if you want to militarily speak about it, the complete deterrence of the capacity of Hezbollah against Israel is guaranteed, because they want Hezbollah to abide by the projects they are sending. If they are not afraid of the results of the capacity of deterrence of Hezbollah, they won't even talk to Hezbollah.
Well, with that, we're going to go ahead and continue with Netanyahu, who was surrounded by opponents inside and outside his cabinet, may proceed to dismiss Military Affairs Minister Yoav Gallant from his position. This is being widely discussed in the Hebrew media and Zionist political circles these days. And finally, the Haredim are angry with Netanyahu for his inability to counter the decision to conscript them into the occupation army. The senior rabbis are pushing for the resignation of the religious party's ministers from the cabinet if the conscription process begins. Well, with that, I'm afraid we have run out of time. I'd love to thank my guest, Dr. Sohail Al-Natour, an expert in Israeli affairs.
Thank you.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. Thank you. Until next time, salam.
Life is full of choices. Choose the best option. Visit us at parstoday.ir/en. IRIB English Radio.
فيلم فيخ از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
فقه or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked in
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
Self-purification is the most significant factor.
Imamat yek asl zinde ast dar tarikh Islam.
Imamat is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Ayatollah Javadi Amali. Please stay tuned. Crying arms us. You read in Dual Kamal that crying is a believer's weapon. If someone is a man of jihad and wants to fight in the way of Allah, he cannot fight barehandedly. If he wants to fight the outer enemy, iron is his weapon, such as a gun and bullets. These are his weapons against outer enemy. If he wants to fight arrogance, haughtiness, self-conceit, selfishness, and the carnal desires, then, as Dual Kamal states, his weapon is his tears. This sincere act of crying before Allah the Glorified arms the human being. This is to say, it saves us from arrogance, cruelty, oppression, self-conceit, greed, furnishings, and appearances. Crying is needed in order to fight the inner enemy. Thus does Dual Kamal state, and their weapon is tears. That means the weapon of a believing person in the fight against the inner enemy is a broken heart. Crying humbly in worship and otherwise has one impact, whereas crying for the doyen of the martyrs, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, has another impact. This cry draws us near to the guardianship and imamate of the Ahlul Bayt. It enables us to have greater love for them. Whenever we have love for them, we will listen to their words, accept them, and act according to them.
این است که ما را وادار کردن که اگر اهل نماز شبی در نمازهاتون گریه کنید.
This is why they have told us that if you perform the night prayer regularly, you should cry in your prayers. Any human being who is a man of shedding tears is soft-hearted. He is not cold-hearted. You have been repeatedly told that these 7 to 8 million cases that is circulated in the judicial system, 80 or 90% of them are due to violence. The government forces spend their time resolving these problems, and the prisons are filled with people. If these Husainiyas carry out their mission, that is to say, people attend congregational prayers and participate in morning sessions, they will neither deviate from the right path, nor will anyone block their path, nor will they block other people's path. The fact that it has been said to us to participate in the morning sessions of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, it is because this is the best way of life society can take. Those who have no connection with these spiritualities, they are always in trouble. This cry makes us both soft-hearted and a lover of a perfect human being. Whenever we become fond of them, we are eager to listen to them. It has been said that even the prophets, including our holy prophet Muhammad, wept for Husayn ibn Ali, Fatima al-Zahra, and Ali ibn Abi Talib wept for him too. Thank you very much, dear listeners of Arab English Radio, Kalam Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program, Ulema's Speech, which was the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Ayatollah Javadi Amali. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Kalam Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi aman.
Muharram in Kashmir.
Salam alaikum. Tuye shahr Srinagar hast.
Hello, I'm in Srinagar, at the heart of the city of Srinagar in Indian-controlled Kashmir. These days are Muharram and mourning days, the days of mourning for the masters of martyrs, Imam Hussein, and I want to show you the atmosphere of Muharram in Kashmir. Peace be upon you, O Abu Abdullah.
Assalamu alaikum, Ya Abu Abdullah.
In the city of Srinagar, which is the capital of Kashmir, the Shias live in various neighborhoods, including this neighborhood and district, which is called Dal. The Dal district is attached to the Dal Lake. Tens of thousands of Shias live in the Dal district. Their mourning and religious traditions are affected by the atmosphere of the lake, and today, one is held in Dal district. I'd like to take you there to introduce it to you. The morning congregation is held on the lake in local boats. Morning congregations in Kashmir start with a standard. They take a standard from one Husseiniyeh to another and determine the path of the morning ceremony. This is a charity handout station. Stay with me. I'll show you the station on the morning path. Floating gardens. Their agricultural produce on the floating gardens in this region, like cucumber, pumpkins, and lotus stems. This is the hub for producing lotus stems in Kashmir. It is used as a food ingredient. The Dal Lake is the main place where they are produced. People in this area give it to the people as a charity handout for the sake of Imam Hussein. These days, the handout given to the mourners is provided by the local people.
Allah
سلام علیکم.
سلام علیکم.
They give dew or yogurt drink in here.
دوغ با
Dew with mint and salt. And this is Zabarwan Mountain. It is on the other side of Dal Lake. It is one of the natural beauties of Kashmir. Many tourists come to see it from all over the world. We're going to the district where the morning ceremony for Ashura is held. This path takes us to that district. These small boats are called shikara. They're for tourists. The bridge is shaking. When I walk, I completely feel it wobbling. The local residents can't move on it with cars, but they pass on it on their bikes, while you might get scared even by walking on it. This is made by the people, not the government or the municipality. They connect people to different neighborhoods. Some parts of it are broken.
اینا به هم پیوند میده و در اون زندگی میکنن. و این محله‌ای هست که از اونجا بناست.
And this is a neighborhood a morning congregation for Imam Hussein is going to pass on the 9th of Muharram or Taswa towards the Husseiniyeh in Hassan Abad district.
این محله حسن آباد حرکت بکنه. این مسیرهای چوبی
The wooden path was made 10 to 15 years ago.
مواصلاتی چوبی رو در 15 سال احداث کردن.
Before that, they used the boats for transportation.
تو یت کوتا گالگوی چی لایف کران لوکیتی
چی زات بس مونجا چی زات 700 فرگی 700
The followers of Alal Bayt, the Prophet's household, have been living here for 277 years, nearly 3 centuries.
اوه دی کوچید ونگاس
مونجا چی شیرساس
شیرساس میگن تقریبا
The number of residents in this area is about 60,000.
من میگم اینجا دارن سکونت میکنن. عزاداری کار به شروع بود یک بار کار.
عزاداری right from very beginning.
And they started the morning ceremonies right after settling here. The morning congregation we're going to see today have been held for over 150 years.
برگزار می‌شد. آتاز رودیوها یعنی یت پرس نهران حسن آباد کنواد.
پر پادگسان بود. یا سید پرگسان بود. تقریبا
150 سال این مسیر دسته
The path for morning ceremony on the lake has been the same for over 150 years. It passes through the middle of the lake that was established by Sultan Jahangir and leads to the Hassan Abad district, which is on the other side of Srinagar. The morning ceremony begins with clergy in a special Kashmiri style. The boats of the Husseiniyeh on the Dal Lake will sail towards Hassan Abad district. This is a clergy ceremony. After the clergy ceremony, they beat their chests and then move towards the boats for morning congregation. The mourners will get on the boats to move as a morning procession. We're on the beautiful Dal Lake on the 9th day of Muharram, Taswa, the day Shia Muslims in this region move towards Hassan Abad Husseiniyeh to show their devotion and to show that they are grieving and say condolences to the 12 Shia Imam, Imam Mahdi. And the morning ceremonies in Kashmir, besides religious chants, you can also hear political slogans as well. In almost all morning ceremonies in Kashmir, they chant slogans against Israel and the U.S. and in support of the Palestinian people. As you just heard, the slogans against the U.S. and Israel are part of the slogans of the mourners for Imam Hussein.
The
lake stopped further down in this neighborhood. The mourners got off the boats. The people in this neighborhood also joined them. It's a large congregation, and they're beating their chests and walk on streets towards the Husseiniyya. The clergy that is common in Kashmir is in Urdu and Kashmiri languages. Urdu is known as the language of Islam in the subcontinent, and the Kashmiri people chant elegies in that language. And a large part of the elegies in Kashmir are recited in their own local language, namely Kashmiri. The elegy you're hearing right now is in Urdu, and the mourners will move towards the Husseiniyya in Hassanabad. They invited us to go inside the house after mourning to drink some tea and have some refreshments. Come along. They invited us to come inside the house. A large number of the mourners are served in front of the house, but they were really kind to me and invited me inside. This is the backyard. They've prepared this place to host Imam Hussein's mourners. We entered the house of one of the residents in this area. As I said, they serve Imam Hussein's mourners outside the house. This is Kashmiri samovar. It's a traditional samovar in Kashmir. They serve Kashmiri tea in these cups. It has special flavor and taste. And these are Kashmiri cookies, and this is Kashmiri bread, sochwar. They've ordered it specially for the morning ceremony. Mr. Ghulam Muhammad is the owner of the home and the host. All those people who get tired on this path are invited to the house. And as I showed you the entrance, this is the backyard. All mourners of Imam Hussein are invited and served with food and drinks to refresh and to continue their path. He says they prepared some tea and lunch for today, the ninth day of Muharram. They prepared food, pastries, and tea to invite all those who take this path into the house. He says they're ready to sacrifice even their own children for the ninth and tenth day of Muharram, Taswa, and Ashura. He says, as a tradition, everyone in the family and house helps. They're busy hosting mourners of Imam Hussein all day long. They bring a standard out each Husseiniyya at night. And the standards are moved along the neighborhoods until about 2 a.m.
آره دو بعد از ساعت
eat some food after 2 a.m.
میکنن چیزی میخورن
میشاسن نیازی تو مود اوشن مت مناسب نیستن که خود مناسبن پاتکان شونه میشاسن کوشاسن کارت نیاز کوشاسن زکات نیاز کوشاسن ترکات
همین غذا
all the foods are votive handouts. Some people give sheep as a votive and they prepare food.
بعدش شب عاشورا چی تو نماز فجر تا این صلات فجر
بعدش کنا مرسی خانی
بعدش هم مراسم است.
After eating food, they start the elegy ceremony.
بعدش هم زیارت.
They say prayers afterwards and recite ziyarat ashura prayers early in the morning on ashura. And they say morning prayers after the morning call for prayers. They get some rest afterwards. It means in Kashmir, everyone is awake on the eve of Ashura all night long. They hold a vigil on the eve of Ashura. It means everywhere in Kashmir, they hold a vigil and everyone is awake and they mourn all night long. They get some rest after morning prayers and the morning congregations are formed on the day of Ashura.
دسته‌های عزاداری روز عاشورا برگزار میشه.
بچه‌ها صبح نماز مقلاوان،
After that, everyone goes to the Zadibagh district. It is a Shia Muslim majority district. All of the congregations go there to the Zadibagh Husseiniyah. Everyone gathers there. This is the Hassan Abad Husseiniyah. It is the final point of the morning processions we saw today. The gatherings came from the other side of Dal Lake to Hassan Abad Husseiniyah and will culminate their ceremonies on the ninth day of Muharram in this place. But this is not the end of the morning ceremonies in Kashmir. They continue to grieve for Imam Hussein in gatherings until the 14th day of Muharram, and they mourn Imam Hussein's martyrdom until the month of Safar.
धूप में तू ताशा जल जिसे आबाद था घर है बरगना मेरा सर
اینجا حسینیه منطقه زدیبال هست. حسینیه که قدیمی ترین
This is Zadibagh district's Husseiniyah. This is the oldest Husseiniyah of Shias in Kashmir. It was founded by the Chak dynasty, a follower of Alul Bayt over 6 centuries ago. It was renovated throughout history and now you can see it in this shape. It is known as the largest Husseiniyah in Srinagar.
الان در این شکل و شمایل در بنای جدید بزرگترین در واقع حسینیه شیعان در شهر سرینگر هم شناخته میشه در میانه حسینیه یه پله دیده میشه یه خورد از سطح
You can see a step in the middle of the حسینیه It is elevated from other parts Imam Hussein's mourners sit there and form a circle for elegy. The person who recites the elegy is in a white robe and stands out among the black-clad mourners. He sits in the center of the circle under the dome of the Husseiniyah. The ladies are on this floor behind the curtain and take part in the ceremony for Imam Hussein. This is a central Husseiniyah for Shias in Srinagar. It is known as Imam Bara Zadibagh.
حسینیه مرکزی شیعیان شهر سرینگر هست حسینیه زدیبال یا امام باره زدیبال زبان بدن مرسی خان در
In Kashmiri clergy, the body language of the elegist is very important. It might even look a little different. The elegist moves among the mourners. He puts his hands on the mourners' heads and shoulders. He establishes eye contact with many of the mourners at Imam Bara Zadibagh. Sometimes the elegist splashes water towards the mourners. It is reminiscent of the event that Imam Hussein was deprived of water. Sometimes mourners bring children and infants so the elegist will bless them by touching them so they will grow in the atmosphere of gatherings for Imam Hussein. While mourning, people move their hands up and down or left and right. This is a symbolic move in Kashmir when they lose a loved one. Even today, when they lose a young loved one, they move their hands. The elegist calls on everyone to move their hands as a sign of mourning.
فردا که روز عاشورا هست دسته‌های عزاداری از سرتاسر کشمیر مشخصا شهر
Tomorrow is the day of Ashura. Mourning congregations will come to this Husseiniya from across Kashmir, specifically in Srinagar, and this place will become congested. Tomorrow night at Shama Ghariban, the night of the oppressed strangers, as an old mourning tradition in Kashmir, no one sleeps as a reminiscent of Imam Hussein's family who were in Karbala beside the dead bodies of their loved ones. The tradition exists in Kashmir that no one spreads their mattresses. They even teach the tradition to small children. Tomorrow, on Ashura, they start mourning congregations and do not eat any food until afternoon. They abstain from eating meals that contain meat and eat simple meals. This is Kashmir, a part of the world of Islam and, of course, a part of the world of Shias and the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt, whose hearts are filled with a passion for Imam Hussein.
تب و تاب آقا ابا عبدالله
شایخ موم شقیل آقا عزیز جبر دست سچنی صدا
We are with you. What about you? IRIB English Radio.
In the limelight.
President Joe Biden is facing a critical point in his re-election bid as Democratic calls for him to exit the 2024 race continue to mount despite his efforts to shut them down. We take a look at the U.S. media's coverage of this story. Please stay with us. The national broadcaster CBS News has covered this story and tells us more. President Biden and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries met at the White House on Thursday evening, 11th of July, giving the top House Democrat a chance to share the concerns of his caucus. Hakeem Jeffries said in a letter to House colleagues, "A growing number of Democrats, particularly those in districts with tight races, have been calling on President Biden to exit the race after his poor debate performance last month." Mr. Biden spoke softly throughout the televised debate, flubbing lines and at times losing his train of thought. The debate prompted Democrats on Capitol Hill to begin discussing whether Joe Biden should be the party's presidential nominee. The president also met virtually with members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus on Friday, 12th of July, according to a CBS News report. Hakeem Jeffries and other Democratic congressional leaders have been listening to the concerns of their caucus. Several Democratic lawmakers have said they do not believe that Mr. Biden can defeat former President Donald Trump this fall and worry that his campaign could also result in the loss of the House of Representatives and the Senate for the Democrats. Over the past several days, the House Democrats have engaged in a thoughtful and extensive discussion about the future of our country, during a time when freedom, democracy, and the economic well-being of everyday Americans are under line, Hakeem Jeffries said in a statement. Our discourse has been candid, clear-eyed, and comprehensive. On behalf of the House Democratic Caucus, I requested and was graciously granted a private meeting with President Joe Biden. That meeting occurred yesterday evening. Hakeem Jeffries said that in his conversation with President Biden, he directly expressed the full breadth of insight, heartfelt perspectives and conclusions about the path forward that the caucus has shared in our recent time together. The meeting took place after the president's press conference at the conclusion of the NATO summit in Washington. In the news conference, President Biden said he's staying in the race to finish the job he started. I believe I'm the best qualified to govern, he said, and I think I'm the best qualified to win. But there are other people who could beat Donald Trump too, but it's awful hard to start from scratch. On Thursday, 11th of July, top Biden aides met with Senate Democrats, some of whom have also expressed concerns about the president's ability to beat Donald Trump this November. I'm deeply concerned about Joe Biden losing this November because it's an existential threat to the country if Donald Trump wins, Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut told reporters on Wednesday. Senator Blumenthal added, so I think that we have to reach a conclusion as soon as possible. The national broadcaster ABC News has also covered this story and tells us more. President Joe Biden is facing a critical point in his re-election bid as Democratic calls for him to exit the 2024 race continue to mount despite his efforts to shut them down. A poor debate performance against Donald Trump reignited questions about Joe Biden's age and fitness to carry out his campaign and serve another 4 years as president. Biden has defiantly insisted he's staying the course, telling lawmakers this week he's not going anywhere. Biden held his first news conference since the debate on Thursday evening, 11th of July, taking multiple questions about his political future. Meanwhile, California House Democratic Representative Mike Levin released a statement on Friday, 12th of July, calling on Joe Biden to stand aside and not run for re-election. It's time to move forward with a new leader together, Mike Levin said. Levin is the 19th House Democrat to call on Joe Biden to leave the race. Two Democrats looking to flip red seats in Iowa said on Friday that Biden needed to end his re-election bid. Sarah Corkery, who is running for the state's second district seat, which represents 22 counties in the state, including Cedar Rapids, told the Des Moines Register that now is the time for Joe Biden to pass the baton to Vice President Kamala Harris. She will continue the fight to keep our democracy alive, Sarah Corkery told the Des Moines Register. Also, Joe Biden's talk with Congressional Hispanic Caucus did not go smoothly, according to multiple sources who had knowledge of the meeting. One member who was on the call with the president told ABC News it was frustrating, saying it went off the rails at one point. President Biden was an hour late to the call, according to three sources. When it finally started, Bold Pack, the Congressional Hispanic Caucus campaign arm, who organized the virtual meeting, said only two members would be allowed to ask questions, but Joe Biden ended up taking three questions. Representative Marie Glusenkampf-Perez, who strongly implied that Joe Biden should resign in a statement released on Thursday, 11th of July, and Representative Gabby Vasquez, both tried to ask questions by using the raise hand feature on Zoom, but it kept being taken down, according to a source. This source blamed campaign staff who the source felt were trying to control the call. Representative Mike Levin was not on the list of pre-selected members to ask questions from Joe Biden. But when Biden opened it up, the calls to others, Mike Levin told him it was time to step aside and allow someone else to lead the Democratic ticket. Joe Biden responded at length, according to two sources, with, "That's why I'm going out and letting people touch me, poke me, ask me questions. I think I know what I'm doing, because the truth of the matter is, I'm going to say something outrageous. No president in 3 years has done what we have done in 3 years other than Franklin Roosevelt." Also, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer will not attend Joe Biden's campaign event in Detroit, Michigan on Friday, her spokesperson confirmed to ABC News. Gretchen Whitmer, who is the Biden campaign co-chair, is in Sun Valley, Idaho, for the annual Sun Valley Conference, an exclusive private retreat of technology and media power players. She's had that travel planned for several weeks, according to her spokesperson. President Biden officially announced his Michigan rally this week. Representative Elisa Slotkin of Michigan, who is running for the state's open Senate seat, will also skip the rally, according to her spokesperson.
Place for knowing him.
It is an honor to be in your presence.
A place to keep a memory alive.
We speak about Karbala not because we want to reiterate history, but Allah says, "Fadhakkir in naf'at al-dhikr." Remind them, reminding is good.
A place in the name of Hussein.
Ya Hussein, ya Hussein.
Husseiniyya.
Mawlaya ya Hussein.
All the Muslims of all over the world.
The real message is to live like Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
It's like a awakening, a cry for what's happening, the oppression all around the world.
We can all be good Muslims, and if anyone falls behind, we bring him forward with us.
Enter
Husseiniyya.
If you want to know about the day of Ashura. If you want to know about the land of Karbala.
A special program in commemoration of Imam al-Hussein's martyrdom.
This is Husseiniyya.
In the name of Allah, praise belongs to Allah, the Almighty. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this program titled Husseiniyya, which broadcasts to you in the month of Muharram. Be with us. I'm sure you can make the best of it.
In the year 680 AD, in the middle of the dry desert of Karbala, a man and around 70 of his followers were surrounded by an army of several thousand. Karbala may have marked the end of Hussein's life as his heart stopped beating in the dry desert, but it was the birth of a powerful message. The message of a man who sought to rectify what had gone wrong. It is a story that has captivated the world.
Because of the passion and feeling of the community, Muslim community, this was kept alive. And now it has spread everywhere.
Over 1,300 years have passed since this event, but Imam Hussein's brutal death is still commemorated every year. The day is known as Ashura, and remembering its message has spread across the world, including Britain. Why?
If we just let that message to be lost in the books of history, have we not betrayed Hussein? Have we not betrayed the grandson of the Prophet?
Dear friend, you know that children always look up to their parents for guidance and comfort. Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, is the father of all fathers, as in times of crisis of any magnitude, by remembering the suffering of the Imam, we are consoled and our difficulties are diminished. We try to know Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, to understand his goal. Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, said, "If a person hopes for something in Allah's disobedience, it won't last for long, and what he fears will soon come to him, that is, punishment." Tuhaful Uqul, page 246 to 248.
Hussein, Hussein, Mawlaya ya Hussein.
His Eminence, Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, said, "From the signs of acceptance are company of intelligent people, and among the signs of ignorance is debating with people other than the infidels. And of the signs of the learned is to criticize his own statements and its knowledge of arts and sciences." Tuhaful Uqul, page 246 to 248. His Eminence, Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, said, "The believer considers Allah as his refuge and their statements as a mirror for himself. Thus, sometimes he looks at the qualities of believers and sometimes he pays attention to the arrogant ones. On the basis of this, in fine things and in himself in recognition and about his consciousness and about his purity shall be utmost tranquility." Tuhaful Uqul, page 246 to 248.
Hussein, Hussein, Mawlaya ya Hussein.
His Eminence said, "Whenever you hear that a person is speaking ill of others, then you shall try that he does not recognize you." Rihanatul Rasul, page 55. Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, told a person who backbited in his presence, "O man, do not resort to backbiting, as it is the diet of the dogs of hell." Tuhaful Uqul, page 245. Hujjatul Islam Hassanain Rajab Ali speaks about Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
One of the greatest forms of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to remember and talk about Ahlul Bayt. Is to constantly talk about them. Say Ahlul Bayt did this, Imam Ali did this, Imam Hassan did this. Did you know Fatima al-Zahra did this? Imam Hussein did this, he said this, and Abbas said this. Take it constant. Don't let the world fool you. Because that's the only way when the messenger says, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. I want you to have mawadda, the Prophet says. Why? Because that's the only thing that's going to save you to understand this template. وَبِالْآخِرَةُمْ يُقِنُونَ. You will not know the passageway of how to fall in love with Allah unless you follow such individuals. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. The history of Karbala, brothers and sisters, is important for us to understand, for those of us who may have come here to know. Karbala ended up where it was because of the disappointment of certain groups of people who disobeyed the Messenger of Allah, that key people got positioned, and these key people started to steal and cheat and violate and murder to the extent of the most pathetic levels. Today, when you examine some of these clandestine groups that go and murder people and behead them and shoot them and bomb them, it's no different in principle of what those people were doing. You look at, I mentioned Maytham al-Tammar. His only sin, according to the enemy, was his association with Imam Ali alayhi salam. Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, how many members of Ahlul Bayt did he murder? Butchered them. Why? Association with Ahlul Bayt. You look at the remnants of that treachery and hatred until today, even within the precincts of the Kaaba and within the precincts of the Messenger's own grave site, see the hatred that emanates. So I want to impart that message to us all. That you want to know the truth? Examine it. Why would somebody sustain hatred, animosity, vengeance, unnecessary vengeance as I call it, murder, treachery to this level, up to this time, after 14 centuries, you would think, let it die. No, Shaitan says, how can I let it die? This is the man that completes the religion of Islam, that creates a guideline for people. He's a reflection for the Holy Prophet. You think I'm going to let the people easily go to him? So our love is entirely built on this. Our movement is built on this. When you see the hatred that emanates out there, it's a sad state of affairs. But it should tell us where Shaitan really sees where the danger lies. So let's not take this message of Karbala and Ahlul Bayt as a tongue and a lip service. It's action. Shaitan knows where to hit. And I see it every day. I see the same people worships Allah. This same person does sujood. And then he turns around and he wants to bash me because I love Ali ibn Abi Talib. How can you worship Allah when he is the Waliullah? Huh? He is the chosen of Allah. He is so blessed. He is so chosen. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his shahada takes place 14 centuries ago. There is a group of people in the world today that celebrate. Why? Because it's a means by which to counter this movement. But the love, when the Holy Prophet says, Hussein nu minni wa ana min al Hussein, that he used to take this blessed Imam as a child and he would carry him on his back and he would trot and run. And Imam Hussein would hold him. And a very prominent figure says to him, he says, how lucky is the rider to be sitting on the back of the messenger? And the messenger turns and looks at him and says, how blessed is the mount to have this on his back? Do people understand that? Very few. Very few. Karbala happened because of this. Historically, what had happened was when the position of Muawiyah came into place and then he placed his son, and Yazid wanted to wipe off Islam. The only way you wipe off Islam is you have to wipe off the Imam. At least he thought. But Allah is the best of planners. You can't stop. Yazid did three things nobody's ever been able to do. First year when he became the caliph, he killed Imam Hussein and his family and his companions in Karbala, which is what we're commemorating. Second year, he desecrated the Holy Prophet's masjid. The very place where he used to sit on the pulpit, he desecrated, he butchered. They said there were dogs walking in the masjid and monkeys, literally monkeys, were sitting on the pulpit. And the Messenger of Allah once was delivering a sermon and Jibreel comes to him and whispers and reveals something to him. And he was very disturbed. And the companions asked him, Ya Rasulullah, why are you disturbed? He said, the Messenger of Allah just revealed to me, soon after my departure from this world, this very pulpit I am sitting on will be having monkeys sitting on it. And they will be making mockery of this pulpit. He says, watch out for those who are like that. For they are truly dangerous. These are disbelievers. The Messenger mentioned in many ways. He said, when Ammar ibn Yasir
will be martyred in Siffin. The messenger said, the disbelievers will kill him. Who was the disbeliever the messenger mentioned? It was Muawiyah. Because his army killed Ammar. So history is clear. In Karbala, Imam Hussein moves and he stops on the 2nd of Muharram, 61 AH. And you find tonight